Yeah, I would like to take the slicer of Tapir Weir Isles.
Okay. And not sure how that one's pronounced, but the description is very cool. That's the one that you can convince somebody of a magic item. Let's see.
And the what's wrong?
I was just going to read some other descriptions because it feels like we're like wrapping up here. There's the Rickle Axager's Pocket Guide to Adventuring 3rd Edition.
This is the other item I'm picking up.
Oh, excellent. Well, let me read one of the other ones then, because another really good one was sent in by Sebastian Simon.
Oh, and the Jar of Bees.
It's a Jar of Bees, which is a literal jar of bees. Could probably throw it at enemies or through a window and create a distraction, but they could also be dum-dums and drop it and get stung a whole bunch.
We would.
That is how that would work out. But you're going with the Pocket Guide to Adventuring 3rd Edition.
Yeah, that'll be 2,000 total, so I'm hoping that we can strike up a deal.
What are you selling, stranger?
I will give you this very cool ring of pointing in addition.
Didn't you buy that here?
Yeah,
and then never used it, huh?
Yeah, it's still in its mint condition.
It's still in the package.
Maybe you could get a refund. Do you still have the receipt?
No,
I could give you 200 in store credit for that, completing the transaction.
Perfect. Great.
Okay. Did you explain what the guide to adventuring does?
Yeah, it once per day, I can read a section on an associated skill check, and for the next 24 hours, I can have advantage on it. And I can also read that aloud to give the advantage to another party member.
Yeah. Which is a pretty good item, but it's also very expensive, and also like, how often do we do like the same skill checks over and over again? Not that often. So,
are you trying to talk him out of it?
No, I'm saying like I'm talking to our listeners who are going to some of whom are going to know that that is a very powerful object. All right, is everybody done shopping?
Yeah,
I'm going to read the section on persuasion in there first because I figured there's no need to waste it. Just go ahead and get it popping.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Okay, are you all done here at the Fantasy Costco?
I have one more transaction I'd like to conduct.
Okay.
Garfield?
Yes?
I have something that I think is really going to interest you.
Oh my god!
This is the slicer of Tapir Weir Isles. And I notice that you have a really cool sword. It's a flaming, poison, raging sword of doom, I believe it's called.
Oh my god.
I'm looking at your entire stock, and it does seem to me that's your most valuable possession. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, it's absolutely the most valuable thing in the store.
Well, get ready to talk about that in the past tense, my man, because I have got something really special for you. This is, number one, an exotic item. I know people are always looking for those. You can't buy this at any store around the block. In fact, as far as I know,
from a faraway land, it smells of exotic spices.
Oh, I imagine. I'm very impressed. You know, not a lot of people have the sort of olfactory acuteness able to sense that. You must be a very discerning smeller. So this is a very valuable item, and trust me when I say it is going to pay big dividends for you. If we could just make this transaction, this is, as much as this pains me to say, I've come here, and I only have this to offer. I have no gold, and I say it pains me because you're getting such a good deal off of me, but I do need.
But, well, my thing costs 60,000 GPs, so how many GPs is yours?
Get ready for this, 61,000. Can you believe it? What a steal, eh?
That's quite a profit!
Mm-hmm, I know that's what you're all about, is profit,
Okay. Well, make a persuasion check that you have advantage on.
2. That's probably not going to get it done. And 18.
Plus?
0, just 18.
Shit.
I will point out to you, Griffin, 18 is the third best number he could roll.
Yeah,
he's pretty good to me. All the numbers you could roll.
Uh, I also want to just say, I can't speak for Merle, but while all this is going on, Magnus is just, like, darting his eyes back and forth, like, kind of like, is it gonna work? Is this in there?
He says, let me smell it. He takes the item, he smells it. Mmm, those spices, though. And he gives a little taste, and he says, mmm, all my senses are delighted by this bad boy. Yeah, okay, it sounds fair to me.
Nice!
And he goes and cracks open the case and retrieves the flaming, poisoning, raging Sword of Doom and hands it over and puts the slicer in the case in exchange. And he comes back to you and Taco and he says, sucker, you have no idea what you've just done, do you?
No.
You've just made a bad trade. This stone you said is worth 61,000 GP is worth easily double that in the hands of a brilliant merchant like myself, Garfield.
I mean, I do want to point out he did just sell it for 900.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That was OOC.
All right, well, I guess we'll figure that out later.
I strap the flaming, raging, the flaming, poisoning, raging Sword of Doom to my back, where it shall remain.
Okay. You're not going to let your old fighter buddy use that sweet-ass sword?
I knew that was coming.
It's just a style play. It's like a spoiler up there.
It does like, plus 20 melee damage.
It's like my neon undercarriage. It's just trying to get a great look.
Well, I guess saving my money was a stupid ass mistake.
Holy shit, that was funny. As soon as I realized what you were doing, like I was sent into a panic spiral.